Let us shoot the breeze from thebigsmoke.com.au. Alex Chelios, a very good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for asking. Of course, Australia, Alex, is about to come into bushfire season. Are drones the future of fighting bushfires here in Australia?
So firefighters across the US have been dropping special fireballs, and they're coming from drones. And so the idea behind it is that they would actually explode when they hit the ground and start small fires. Now, the backfires has been a really contentious issue for Australia in regard to our bushfires. So a lot of experts are saying that this could potentially be a solution for us. Because if you, for example, use the drones, it's much easier to go across vast areas across the country. It'll be far easier to control backfires, and it could be a tech solution to what is often a really big and difficult issue when it gets out of control, which now, we've seen recently.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, last year is a perfect example, Alex Chelios. I'm no expert when it comes to firefighting, but backburning on some occasions does work very, very well. Does the drone get lost, or is this little fireball hooked to it, or do you know how it operates?
So the drone that I've seen, it has almost like a box underneath it, and it drops the balls. So what actually happens is firefighters are able to use smoke-penetrating thermal imaging cameras to track the movement of the fires and then watch where the drone goes throughout that area. So it could be in addition to what they call the Cal Fire Firehawk, which can drop large amounts of water, three times as much water as older helicopters, and then refill its tanks with a snorkel at a nearby body of water. So between these two tech advancements, this could be a way to control out-of-control bushfire problem.
Well, anything that provides any sort of help to our courageous men and women that fight bushfires here in Australia, let me tell you, I'm all for it, that is for sure. Speaking of technology, Alex, there's some new technology out that allows young people, young inexperienced bosses, as a matter of fact, to practice firing someone in a virtual reality setting.
Yes. So this is a tech tool which can be used to help teach managers, especially new managers, soft skills. The idea behind it is that the individual sits there. It offers virtual reality workplace training. It allows the person to engage this particular avatar in the game. If you're too blunt with the individual, he'll cry in his hands or he'll get angry and yell. And it gives you these different situations which you then have to navigate as a professional. So it can allow people to practice doing something that is often uncomfortable for many and often very difficult to practice unless you're in sort of... I remember when I was doing my master's at uni and we did have a scenario where we were, like, talking to each other in class as if we were firing, and it was fake. It wasn't authentic. You knew it wasn't real, so you didn't have that emotional response. This kind of technology gives you that emotional response, and then it can better manage how you perform during that process.
Yeah, I had to do it once, and let me tell you, the most unpleasant thing that I've ever had to do, I reckon.
I don't find it that uncomfortable because I feel like, you know, if it's about performance, I mean, if you fire someone, it always has to be for the betterment of the company.
Sure.
And often those conversations, sure, they're difficult, but I find them really important and almost cathartic sometimes.
Mm. All right, on to a lighter subject for us this morning, Alex Chelios. Apparently, one in three Brits admit to washing their own sheets once a year. I'm a bit confused by this story.
I wash my sheets twice a week, and I thought that that was not that great. I thought some people did it, like, every couple of days, but apparently not. Apparently, it's normal to do once a week. But a study of 2,000 people in the UK found that that many people... only one in three only wash their bed sheets once a year. That is horrific to me.
That is terrible.
That I just don't understand. And then 10% of the people in the survey admitted that they only wash their underwear after 10 uses.
What? No. No.
That's what they found. So I worry about dust mites. I worry about bed bugs. I worry about fungal infections and skin irritations.
I'm worried about skid marks.
Look, I think this is a terrible study, but it's interesting to find out that millennials in the study were the cleanest. So they were the ones that were more likely to consistently wash their sheets. It was those who were over 65 that had the worst habits.
Ah, the elderly.
So I don't know. I'm not being ageist, but I'm just giving you some data.
Well, I'm getting up there in age, but let me tell you, our sheets are off the bed at least once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a little longer, depending on how lazy we are. But no, usually it's once a week the bed gets stripped and everything gets a nice hot wash.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing nicer than getting into a clean, warm bed. So I can't imagine only getting to experience that once a year.
Yeah, fresh sheets are the absolute bomb. I absolutely love it when the fresh sheets go on and finally get into bed. Oh, I love you, bed. Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Lovely to shoot the breeze as always. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Thank you so much.